Lucky for Monday, October 4th, 2021.
That's right. It's all of the magic news you need in 10 minutes or less.
And first item on the news this week is a huge big deal. The World Championship is coming up this weekend.
That's right. It's running Friday through Sunday over on twitch.tv/magic. We have 16 of the best players in the world competing.
This is going to be such an awesome tournament. Yeah. Huge names in this tournament competing for a $250,000 prize pool, plus the even better prize than money, I would argue, their face immortalized on a magic card.
That's right. So Elite Spellbinder is Paolo Vitor Damo de Rosas, of course, and Little Hasty Friend, who is already gone from Standard now.
Fervent Champion.
Javier Dominguez.
Yeah. So Paolo could get a second one here if he wins again.
It's true. How cool would that be to just be like back to back, like this is me on a card?
That'd be so sweet.
Really great.
And it should be a double-sided card, you know?
And Maria, you do want that because you have chosen Paolo as your champion.
That's right. You still have time to find your champion, choose who you think is going to win the whole thing. If you're right, you get a trophy pet, you get sleeves, you get cards.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool. Just head over to magic.gg to choose that. Just put in the email you associate with your arena account and that's how you play. And I picked Paolo. Megan still hasn't chosen.
I haven't chosen yet. Oh, I will.
Okay.
I have to.
You have to.
Okay.
The trophy pet is too good not to at least play for.
At least try. You at least gotta try, man.
So they're gonna kick the whole thing off with Draft on Friday morning, which is the return of Draft in these competitive events.
Yes.
Which I'm so excited for.
The first time we're gonna see competitive Draft on Arena in one of these tournaments.
Yeah, absolutely. And then it's gonna be Standard the rest of the way, but tons of great competitors, awesome storylines. You don't wanna miss it. Twitch.tv/magic, the 8th through the 10th, starting at 9 a.m. Pacific.
Speaking of Standard, Maria, we have some of our first Standard results in competitive events from this past weekend, the SCG Championship Qualifier, which was on Arena on Sunday. Mono Green Aggro is the big story coming out of that one.
It's really wild to talk about tournament results from SCG because we haven't done this in months and months and months and months.
I know.
Just totally wild. Yeah, so qualifying results here. Simon Nielsen gets to go to a championship now with this win here.
Yeah.
Winning, like you said, with Mono Green Aggro beatdowns. The rest of the top eight, also Mono Green Aggro.
5 copies of Mono Green.
Wow.
2 of Mono White and 1 of Is It Epiphany.
Little Is It Epiphany, trying there.
All right. Come on, buddy. You can do it.
Yeah.
So we'll see what people have brought to the World Championship this weekend.
I am so excited to see.
Same.
I hope we get some deck diversity. I know Mono Green Aggro and the cat car is like really strong.
Yeah.
But maybe Noriyuki Mori will help us out.
Asika's Chariot.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Red Bull Untapped returns for the 3rd time over the next 3 months. There will be 6 international online qualifiers and 1 in-person qualifier in Japan.
Yeah, do you remember these tournaments from before the pandemic? They're free to enter, 2-day tournaments. There's going to be a final tournament. This is all leading up to that's going to be held in Portugal. The first one is actually happening on the 16th this month. It's going to be Standard. Like we said, free to play. You just sign up at mtgmelee.com. You can get more information on the rest of the qualifiers as well and what formats they're going to play. It's a pretty cool tournament series and real cash.
There's also some, if you want to do some fun art.
Yay!
Magic-tober is happening.
Yeah, Magic-tober. I don't know if this is a play on Inktober or whatever, but yeah.
I think it must be.
Magic is like, hey, if you want to play, we've got 31 days of art prompts for you, and you can just share your art online with the hashtag Magic-tober. So for example, these are all kind of Innistrad-themed prompts here. The first day was fungus. Mm-hmm. The second day was moon, then pumpkin and disturb. And tomorrow's going to be double-faced. You see what's going on here.
Yeah.
I'm playing in Magic-tober, doing some watercolor paintings every day this month, kind of like forcing myself to make good habits with doing my watercolor. And it's already like made me make some really cool paintings that I never would have made otherwise.
Nice. So you can participate yourself or just check out what people are making with that hashtag Magic-tober.
All right. Now we've got some arena news coming up for you. The World Championship this weekend. But if you're like, I want to be like the World Championship players.
Yes, you can play in the Showcase event, which is also happening the 8th through 11th. 11th. You'll play best of one using standard decks from the tournament. Plus, you can have a little player avatar of one of the players in the World Championship. It's free to play as much as you want. Your first and second wins get you 1,000 XP, and your third win gets you a trophy sleeve.
Ooh, okay. So this reminds me, back in the day, way, way back, they would print the championship decks in silver borders so you could just play them at home with your buddies.
Exactly. It's a little bit like that.
That's kind of cool.
Just give it a shot.
Anyway, if you're interested in maybe getting to one of these big tournaments yourself, there's a way. And it's the next Arena Open. This is October 16th through 17th, and it's going to be standard.
That's right. You can compete for those day two cash prizes, which also get you access into qualifier weekends.
Yeah, pretty cool stuff.
And finally, speaking of cool stuff, there's some coming to your local game store soon.
Yeah, so some updates on release dates here. One is Double Feature. Do you remember this? This is where they're going to take both of these Innistrad sets coming out, Crimson Vow and Midnight Hunt, slap them together with all new black and white horror movie themed art.
Yeah, that arrives on January 28th.
So excited to do this.
It's going to be very cool. I'm also super excited about that.
Yeah, and if you're a WPN premium store, if you live next to one, they get to do it a week early. They're going to have a Double Feature preview event, which is going to be on the 21st is when that is going to start. And they'll also have Endless Ranks of the Dead promo cards available through this special preview event, too.
Very cool. Commander parties have been rescheduled for the weekend of January 28th through 30th. It was previously going to be Halloween weekend.
Okay. We don't know a lot about what exactly these are, but they do say they'll be a fun way to join and storytelling through playing Commander at stores around the world. What does that mean? You know, apparently we'll find out in January.
We will.
And you get a promo card. It's Conjurer's Closet just for participating.
Yep. And Commander Collection Black releases January 28th. It has some key cards like Toxic Deluge, Phyrexian Arena, and Reanimate.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah.
Also a snake token.
So we are seeing a little bit of stuff get pushed around, which I feel like is linked to the fact that in almost every physical printing realm, distribution and supply chains are just really messy. So remember, whether you're looking at books or you're looking at magic cards, to just be patient, because there's nothing that the people at your local game store can do about the fact that it might just literally be on a boat and
somewhere.
That boat can't go any faster.
If you go out into the ocean, strap 10 jet packs on the back of that boat, still probably won't help.
I don't think so. I don't think that's how sea travel works. But also, what do I know?
I feel like I just invented some kind of very dangerous mode of transportation.
Yes.
Anyway, that's all the magic news that we have for you this week on The Upkeep. You can check out our full-length podcast, Good Luck High Five. This week, we're going to do a viewer's guide to the World Championship. Mm-hmm. So if you want to know some insight heading in about draft, about standard, about the players themselves, check that out. It's called Good Luck High Five, anywhere you get your podcasts. And you can support us over on patreon.com/glhfmagic.